Nolte, dying. CNN's Kamala Harris interview crash lands with only 332k viewers. By John Nolte on January 25, 2024. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, attracted only 332,000 total viewers for a primetime interview with her vice fraudulent C. Kamala Harris on Monday. Jazz Shaw at Hot Air writes. On Monday night, CNN broadcast an interview with Vice President Kamala Harris in primetime. You might normally expect an interview with the VP in the heat of an election year to draw some eyeballs. But once the ratings reports came out, we learned that wasn't the case at all. The broadcast's ratings weren't simply lower than expected. They were simply abysmal. The interview only averaged 332,000 in total viewers and just 72,000 in the coveted 25 to 54 demographic. We hear plenty of jokes these days about the majority of CNN's audience being located in airport waiting areas. But I'm fairly sure there were more than 72,000 adults in the nation's airports Monday night. The lengthy, highly publicized interview was conducted by someone over at KLAL named Laura Coates. And my guess is that no one watched because there was no reason to watch. Corporate media outlets like CNN are dead set against making news when interviewing a Democrat. It's all softball questions, questions about how racist normal people are, and pathetic fawning like this beauty. Translation, tell us why the MAGA hicks don't think someone as awesome as yourself is ready to be commander-in-chief? The interview aired at 11 p.m. EST, but that's still only 8 p.m. on the West Coast. Further, during the same time, Fox News drew 1.164 million viewers, and MSNBC drew 855,000 viewers. To give you an idea of just how much CNN is loathed and distrusted, CNN's highest-rated program Monday night drew only 757,000 viewers at 8 p.m. EST, about 400,000 fewer than Fox News drew at 11 p.m. EST. Here's some salt for the wound. At 11 p.m. EST, Fox News drew 222,000 demo viewers, while CNN drew only 332,000 total viewers, with an interview with Kamala Harris, during an election year. That's a straight-up rejection. This failure also says a lot about Kamala's lack of appeal. No one wants to listen to her word salad cackling for 40 minutes. Throughout all of Monday, and on the eve of the New Hampshire primary, CNN attracted an average of only 559,000 total primetime viewers. Fox News earned five times as many primetime viewers with 2.637 million. MSNBC tripled KLAL with 1.508 million. Earlier this week, the New York Post rubbed CNN's humiliating ratings in CNN's stupid face with this report. Ratings challenged CNN's total viewership in prime time last week lagged behind the History Channel and an obscure cable network, founded by televangelists Jim and Tammy Faye Baker, that plays Western TV shows and films, according to the latest figures released by Nielsen. CNN generated only 538,000 average primetime viewers last week, which placed it behind Hallmark, the History Channel, and Inspector, a South Carolina-based channel founded in the late 1970s by the Christian televangelists. Inspector now broadcasts old Western movies and TV shows, but still beat KLAL with 577,000 average primetime viewers. That's right, decades-old reruns of Gunsmoke, The Rifleman, and Laramie attract more viewers than those blow-dried losers at CNN. Nobody trusts CNN. Nobody watches CNN. CNN no longer has any influence on the political conversation. The only news CNN makes anymore is losing the ratings race to Chuck Connors, a man who died 32 years ago. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.